the people out there that's sort of new to building an agency, what sort of advice would you give those people?
Don't do it. I'm joking. I'm serious in the sense of figure out if it's right for you, because growing an agency isn't right for everyone. And I think you have to figure it out as you go along. And there's certain times where, I mean, I was asked this, I was on the podcast with Chris Simmons last week, and he was like, have there ever been any times where you want to get out? And I was like, I'd be lying if I said no. my answer to him was, there's also times where I feel like I could go on forever. So it's like, it's figuring out actually what do you want to do, and what lights you up? What do you enjoy? Because if you're going to run an agency, you're in it for the long term. You've got to be doing, I mean, you might be able to do it for 3 years, be very successful, and then exit, for example. But those stories are rare. I think a lot of people are kind of more to, it's a 5 to 10 year, and probably more like a 10 year tenure, if you like, of in terms of what you're putting into that. So that's a long amount of time that you need to be sure that what you want to do is the right thing. Let's say you've decided that is the right thing for you. I think the advice for me is, I've always found just trying to stay level-headed has helped me a lot. If I never get that carried away with success to the point that I should probably celebrate success more than I do. Equally, if things go badly, I try not to get too down about it as well. I kind of, it will annoy me at first. But again, it's like I say, it's part of that journey. You learn from it. You have to pick yourself up and go again. And if you can't do that, that makes it really hard. And equally, like I say, if you get too carried away with your own success, I think that can be an issue as well. So I think just being kind of like, not getting too carried away with the good times, not getting too down about the bad times, and trying to see it as all part of the journey. Those failures will turn to successes. Those successes won't last forever, and et cetera, et cetera. It's all a cycle, but it's accepting that that is part of that journey. You have to be willing to get rejected a lot. You have to be willing to think that you've won something and get it taken away from you, et cetera, et cetera. But overall, I would say overall the upside is worth the downside, but there's sacrifices. I mean, I've mentioned, again, like on the personal side, but I think there's certain things where, you have to be prepared that this isn't a 9-to-5. There's times where you've got to just do what it takes, and hopefully you can benefit from the rewards from that as well. It's not the easy option. I think if you're going to do it, it's just being prepared for what it's going to take to do that, and what you need to keep plugging away at.
You've been listening to the Unscripted SEO Interview Podcast with me, Mark A. Preston. Join us next time as I interview more top SEO professionals.